Good morning, everyone. I'm Oliver Mujica. I'm the Division Manager for the Community Development Department, and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is July the 14th, and it is now 10:04. I'd like to call this meeting to order, please. We can go around for ourselves for our introductions, please.
I'm C. Chakra from Land Development.
Terry Akers from Land Development.
Fernando Nopatanko from the Ports Traffic Engineering.
Mahmoud Kodov, Traffic Engineer.
Rob Spoda, Public Works Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Robert Castro, Water Department Environmental Control.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, DERC Secretary.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Todd Morris, Building Official, Building and Safety.
I know we have quite a few people here. There's folks in the lobby as well. As we go through the agenda, if you're not an applicant, if you're a resident or have some questions, you wouldn't mind raising your hand when that item comes up. So I'd like to recognize you if you have some questions or what have you. Don't want anyone to feel that they're left out. First item on the agenda is Conditional Use Permit 1610. Chantal, would you, your applicants here?
Applicants for CUP 1610?
Yes, please. Would you mind introducing yourselves, please?
Yeah, my name is Steve Landis. I'm the lessee of the property.
Okay.
I'm Amado Landin. I'm the designer.
Okay, thank you. Chantal, would you kindly introduce this item, please?
Item number one is Conditional Use Permit 1610, request to allow the establishment and operation of a used vehicle dealership within an existing office building containing approximately 644 square feet, along with the construction of the required on and off site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.59 acres, located at 1208 West Highland Avenue within the commercial general CG1 zone. This project is categorically exempt from CEQA review pursuant to section 15301 for existing facilities, and today's recommendation is to move the project to Planning Commission.
Thank you. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add, Chantal?
I don't at this time, except that I have a scope of study form for traffic engineering for the applicants to fill out. If you could just fill this out and then submit it back to traffic for us.
Thank you. CJ, would you like to start us off, please? Land Development?
One of the conditions that we want to add is that there should be no repair of any auto on this facility.
Okay.
And they should provide adequate lighting, and existing light should be in working conditions.
Gary Akers. Public Works has asked that the driveway approach be reconstructed to an accessible driveway approach and sidewalk along the fringe of the property there on Highland, or on the North South Street, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Just so you know, we do have printed copies of the conditions, and they'll provide those to you.
We'll pass that down to you right now. Yeah.
Is that on Davidson?
Yeah.
The address is on Highland. Yeah. The street we're asking for the sidewalk. And the trash enclosure, we're asking that be modified for ADA accessibility as part of it. And it's in the written conditions there. That's about all we've got. That's non-standard. If you have any questions about what's written, as we go along, we're going to answer any questions.
Thank you. Fernando?
So what's written? As Chantal noted, just
Really quickly, Gary, they had a question about what is actually wrong with the current driveway approach, if you could address
it's
that.
It's not ADA accessible. It's not meets current standards.
Thank you.
For path of travel.
Okay.
Yeah, as I was saying, Chantal noted that fill out the scoping form
That's to determine the extent of traffic study that might be required.
Mahmoud?
Additional comments on traffic.
Robert? Sepulveda?
Gary pretty much indicated that he needed that sidewalk and the ADA for the driveway approach. The location of your sidewalk, if you notice, you have four boxes that are right there on Davidson, and it's going to be hard for you to go that direction. We do have an alternate standard that you can have the sidewalk behind those items. So as long as you have a 48-inch, is what we're looking for, clear path going from the existing that the Caltrans may have already put in, and through your property is what we're going to be looking at. That's only on Davidson. And that's all I have.
Okay.
Water department, there's currently an existing service there, so we don't have anything to add at this time unless you need additional services from us. I'll give you a copy of the standard requirements and they passed this competition and tell the water folks.
Robert?
I heard mentioned earlier that there's to be no auto repair at this facility. So nothing's proposed, correct? As far as auto repair. We're washing. Is there going to be any wash bays or anything of that nature?
Usually a third party comes and just sprays the vehicles, but we're all going to ask you guys to come out.
Okay. Given the nature of the business, auto related, we're still going to have you complete an industrial user permit application. Just complete. Complete as much as possible. If anything doesn't apply, just go ahead and mark NA or not applicable and submit that to environmental control. That way we have in writing that there will be no auto repair in that facility. Okay. Directly from you. Okay. That's it.
Thank you. Tracy?
So it was already mentioned that the enclosure is going to be modified to have ADA access. That will be without reducing the interior space for the dumpsters, so we don't want to take up any of the existing dimensions for the dumpsters. Okay, thank you.
Todd?
Sure. Just basic requirements under the building code, with note stating that there would be no auto repairs, given that would change your occupancy if there's any, depending on what the type of auto repairs, but we would agree with the rest of staff, not to, if we would need some notation that no repairs on site. That's all.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members? Related to the comments that they have made?
We don't have any questions.
Not at this time. Our recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission. If I would like to entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Unless there's any objection, congratulations. I believe this is going to the Planning Commission meeting on the
August
20th?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is it the 20th?
Is it the 20th or?
On the wall. It's not August 20th, that's Saturday.
17th, I'm sorry. 17th.
August 17th.
Something else I'm going to on the 20th.
Wednesday night, month 6 p.m. down at the front chamber.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is conditional use permit 1612. Would you kindly introduce yourself, please?
Alton Klein with Red Mountain Lease Charter. We're the developers on the property.
Thank you. Travis, would you kindly introduce this project, please?
All right. CUP 1612 is a request to develop, establish, and operate approximately 3,800 square foot restaurant with a drive-through on a parcel containing just over 1.16 acres. The project site is located southeast corner of Tippecanoe Avenue and Lee Street, immediately north of the new off-ramp interchange with the 10 in Tippecanoe. The project is categorically exempt from CEQA as an infill development project. And as opposed to planning, the project complies with all standards, parking, landscaping, and everything.
Perfect. Thank you. CPAG, would you like to start us off, please?
Notice that we have a preliminary WQMP submitted and it was conceptually approved and comment was provided, so we ask that the final be submitted for approval before grading plan issue. Also, on the plan, there's an indication of a 10-foot road easement on the parcel. We ask that there should be a driveway approach construct on the new street on Conejo, I believe, for the access for the property to the east. And sewer connections. Believe that there's no sewer main on the front edge, so we have to do a sewer extension to that property.
Thank you, Gary. We do have some printed conditions for you here from the Land Development as well.
Most of the rest of the conditions are pretty standard for this type of improvement. If you have any questions, we're here to answer them.
Thank you, Fernando.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the traffic impact study for this development, but we can note that whatever mitigation measures recommended in the study shall be enforced.
So I had discussed that with the applicant, and we may actually wait to get the response on that before we take it forward, so we'll know the conditions, if any.
We received the form for the scoping form.
We should be getting
the study, I think, fairly soon. We send it back to them so the study can start.
Thank you. Robert?
I believe the conditions are all in there, but basically just continuing the radius that Caltrans had built for the Lee Street, continuing that along the front edge of your parcel. The transition, when we see those stream improvements, we'll work with you on that to see how we're going to transition it back to the existing from the next door property. If it's on there, I believe it's on there for a street light to be added at that corner so that we can have a little bit of light on that intersection. We had talked about the easement, about the driveway. And then paving, I believe the conditions on there that we rehab the Lee Street. Conejo's already done, Tipino's already done, so that portion you have to deal with. But it's only in the front, only in the front edge up to the center line of the street.
Just the half.
Just half the street, yes. And that's pretty much all I have.
Thank you. Okay.
Has a lot merger already been performed for all of these? Has a lot merger already been performed for all of the parcels?
No.
Not yet.
Okay.
Is it planned? That'll
yeah.
be conditioned.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't hear anything mentioned about it. For us to be able to serve that, the future development, we would need it to be one parcel. Mm-hmm. Because we can't have the services crossing parcel boundaries.
It's our standard to require. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other thing is that the water department, based upon the recent improvements, we would ask if the services come in from Lee Street, not from Tippecanoe. Because I'm not sure, it's not saying here what exactly, it just says fast food restaurants, I don't know what type, and what the demand for water is going to be. But I'll pass you a copy of our standard requirements, and if you would pass a copy of Travis, please.
Cut to the end of that.
No, we don't want to. Okay. The city doesn't like it when we do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome. Standard environmental control plan check procedures. It always starts out with an application providing us information on the project. Based on the information you provide, we will determine pretreatment, pre-center sector sizing, or any other pretreatment requirements. And at that point, we'll require plumbing plans for approval. I'm going to go ahead and hand you our list of procedures and also an application. And any documents required to be submitted by environmental need to be submitted to environmental. Okay. That's it.
Thank you. Gracie?
Our standard refuse enclosure is an 8x15 with two gates that I noticed. Seems to be larger than the 8x15. Is there a reason they needed it so large?
I think that's probably just the potential restaurant's kind of standard size.
Okay. We don't have a problem with it being a little larger. It just is the only thing that's going to be stored in there, though, are the dumpsters?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah, okay, because we don't require any other storage. We can work with that, and it just needs to be modified. Looks like it might be, I'm not sure, but for ADA access.
Okay.
And That's all.
Thank you. Todd?
All right. No additional comments other than what's on our conditions. That's all.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
Did you still have a question about that?
I wanted to clarify the driveway, yeah.
You're referring to the drive aisle, the little 10-foot drive aisle that goes out to Caneo, right?
Right. There's actually a 10-foot easement on in this strip that you own, the 10-foot strip that goes out to Caneo.
Yeah.
The freeway construction cut off that, and then you've got another 10-foot strip over here on the east side. We're asking that you install a driveway. I think I'm speaking for Public Works correctly.
Right.
A driveway out on Caneo, even though it's a substandard width, so that those buildings that are adjacent to you on the east side can have access, because this would physically, apparently, when Caltrans did their work, they didn't provide any access for those.
Oh, buildings. Okay, I see.
Currently, the resident right now, as we've been watching them, they're actually accessing from Lee Street through the gravel yard, which will actually be a parcel.
Lee coming down and then turning east?
Mostly because there's no driveway right now on Caneo.
If you
install a driveway at that location, and it will be substandard, but we'll work with you on the size of it. That'll give access back to that easement, which will allow, again, the usage for that parcel to use that easement that's already stated.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe that easement runs that 10-foot to Caneo. I think that's part of the parcel. The 10-foot easement is at that hard corner there that runs out towards Tippecanoe. So that wouldn't be...
Does it stop here?
It stops there at that corner and goes down 10 feet. Yes, and it goes across. That 10-foot portion over to Caneo, that's part of the parcel. From my understanding and from the Todd report, that isn't an easement.
The easement and the
Your exhibit shows a 10-foot easement going all the way across to here. Is that exhibit maybe
I think
correct?
It's down. Okay, I can check, but I could be wrong.
But you actually own that strip in fee, the strip that's going out to Caneo?
I believe so,
So
yeah.
If there's not an easement there, then we're going to ask that too. Provide an easement across there as part of your development. Otherwise, you're going to landlock that parcel to the east.
Okay.
So that'll be included as a condition. If you come up with documentation that shows otherwise, then we will work with land development to eliminate that. Okay. any other questions?
Yeah, I just had a quick question for environmental control in regards to the grease interceptor. The CUP that we're applying for is just for the drive-through. The allowance of the drive-through for this particular use. It's not necessary. So my question is, yes, it'll be a condition, but we're not applying for the actual restaurant. So they will take it upon themselves to then submit everything, and that'll be part. So I guess my question is, on the final submittal, if I need to revise the plans for the CUP, does this need to be part of that submittal? Because we're not part of it.
Actually, the conditional use permit is for a restaurant that has a drive-through.
Okay.
So that's it's not separated.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
I think what we're saying is, since there's a prospective tenant identified right now, but they're not representing the tenant necessarily, we don't need to submit that until plans are being submitted for the construction. Right.
What will happen is make sure that the tenant gets a copy of the conditions so they know that it's us requiring it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that doesn't need to be completed for the entitlement.
Okay.
It needs to be completed prior to the construction.
Okay. Thank you for clarification.
You're welcome. Unless there's any other questions, where our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. I don't know if we have a date set because we wanted to resolve
tentatively, it was set for August 17th, but depending on the that may be delayed based off the traffic study.
Okay. In any event, our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. If I may entertain a motion, please.
Second.
Thank you. Unless there's any objection, would anybody in the public, anyone have any comment from the audience? No. Then so moved. We'll see you at the planning. We'll see you at the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Just me.
Travis, would you mind checking to see if there's anyone in the up in the lobby that? Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak on this item, item number three? No? Item number three is development permit type D-1513 and subdivision 1601 for tentative parcel map number 19681. Travis, would you kindly introduce this item, please? Or I've done the introduction, provide the explanation.
As Oliver noted, the specific applications for the project. This is a request to allow the merger of 15 parcels into one parcel containing approximately 14.26 acres, and then subsequently to develop, establish, and operate an industrial warehouse building approximately 340,000 square feet in size, along with all required on and off-site improvements. The project site is located at the northwest corner of Orange Show and Lena Road, between Orange Show and Norman Road to the north. The environmental determination on this is that it is subject to an initial study that was completed, and an MND has been proposed and circulated, and comments were received and responded to, and we do have that to adopt today. The recommendation on this is approval. We're proposing to adopt resolution 2016-034 along with mitigated negative declaration and approve the item.
Thank you. Do you have anything else to add?
I think that covers it.
Perfect. Thank you. Ichai, would you like to start us off, please?
I'd like to send that requirement. We asked for a full WQ&P be submitted and the SWEP, since this is more than 1 acre. And also a notice of intent shall be filed with the state, as well as the parcel map should be filed, recorded with the county office, and submitted back to the city. And there's some standard conditions that public work would be required for the improvement of the street, as well as the lighting and everything, sidewalk.
When do we get those conditions?
That's the draft.
Okay. Where did I leave off? I must have passed out something.
Comments were provided to the planner already that would require minor changes to the traffic study.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that was completed already.
Those changes were addressed and made.
Okay. If they've been addressed, then that's fine. Whatever mitigation measures recommended in the study shall be enforced, if there's any. So.
Thank you. Mahmoud?
No additional comment.
Robert?
Looks like the conditions are on here. It explains the need for Norman Road to be widened on your side, but also a pavement to meet the minimum conditions for fire access to your location. I drove the site not too long ago, and the only thing I was able to see, and again, the conditions might be on here for the existing driveways, if you're planning on keeping them, that they meet the ADA requirements. Right now, they don't. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're planning on removing those, putting back the city's standards on that portion. Street lights and other stuff seems to be okay with it. The pavement, we're asking for a rehab on the street. The condition itself is fair at this point, but with the additional truck traffic and everything that's been going on, and we're asking just in your frontage on Orange Shore Road to be done. Lena, nothing, but you already are doing on Norman Road, so I believe that was everything that we had looked at.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, we actually provided standard requirements for this back in April when it first came through. But I have a copy here. I just wanted to reiterate that the water main that's in Norman Road is undersized and may not provide adequate demand for the project. So the water department this time is asking for the developer to replace the main for the full frontage of the project. This would be done through a developer-installed agreement.
and sewer capacity fees will be due for the project prior to insurance of building permit.
Exactly. Which group did you say that was?
Norman Road. No.
Do you have a note for pulling water off of Norman?
Excuse me?
With pulling water off of Norman?
Well, there's actually a water main in Hornshaw Road. There's one in Lena Road, and then there's one in Norman. But
if they don't connect to Norman, would they have to do anything?
I don't. Is that in the conditions?
It was. So here's a copy of them. Just go ahead and provide you another copy, and here's my card. I'd actually prefer to discuss the details of it outside.
No problem.
Did you have another?
Did you want another one?
The other copy of that.
Yeah. I'll give you one.
You can send it to me, too.
Okay. I'll email it to you.
Thank you.
And Robert? For the construction phase of the project, we'll need permit application, subsidies, permit application completed, submitted to environmental control. Is it just a spec building? Mm-hmm. No tenant this time? Office, restrooms?
Speculative office.
Okay.
Construction, yes. Okay.
Basically, for spec buildings, it just starts out with the permit application, just letting us know it's spec, there's no industrial usage proposed at this time. And then when a tenant is determined, the tenant comes to us and completes a second application and provides the additional information.
Okay. Thank you. Gracie?
So the two proposed compactor locations are acceptable.
Thank you.
For the waste services, that's all.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. No added comments other than our standard requirements at this time.
Thank you. I'd like to add to the record that for this particular project, a mitigated negative declaration and initial study was prepared. That document was released for public review on April the 20th, and it closed on May the 9th. On the closing date of May 9th, we did receive a comment letter from the Laborers International Union of North America, Local Union Number 783. In response to that letter, response comments were prepared by Torini and Brink, the environmental consultant for the project, and that was submitted to us, the Planning Division, on June the 2nd. During this time, on the Planning Division and myself, we have reviewed that document and the comments and the responses. We believe that the document has been prepared is adequate. Therefore, our recommendation is that this item be that we adopt Resolution Number 2016-034, which would adopt the mitigated negative declaration for development permit type D 1513 and subdivision 1601, tentative parcel map 19-681, and also approving the development permit type 1513 and subdivision 1601 for the tentative tract map based on the recommended facts and findings and the conditions of approval that have been presented here. If I may, I'd like to entertain a motion for approval, please, or adoption.
Set motion.
Second.
Unless there's any opposition, congratulations. It has been approved.
Resolution 1634, is that a city resolution or is that
the
planning?
Yes. It's a DRC resolution.
Okay, so you can have
it comes after, so it'll be 2016-036-DERC.
Okay. That will confuse, if you start looking at that, it will confuse
out people. Right.
Grab the
applicant. Okay. Yes, you're on deck all day. Yes, you're on deck all day. Yes, you're on deck all day. Yes, you're on deck all day.
It's an important project for us.
For us, too.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Next item is item number four. Travis, would you kindly introduce that item, please? And your applicants as well, please.
Introduce themselves first.
Applicant, Joe Leyva, and I have my architect, Hernan Chavez, civil engineer, George.
Thank you.
Item number four today is development permit type D-1607. It's a request to demolish an existing multi-tenant commercial building and develop, establish, and operate a new LA Fitness Health Club, approximately 32,000 square feet in size, along with all necessary on-site and off-site improvements. It's on a property containing approximately 3.4 acres, and that project site is located at 4404 North University Parkway. This project is categorically exempt from CEQA, pursuant to Section 15332 as an infill development project. And our recommendation today on this is to adopt Resolution 2016-037, adopting the categorical exemption and development permit type D-1607, subject to the findings and conditions of approval.
Thank you. Anything else to add?
That's it at this time.
C-Chai, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. So the BPMP, preliminary BPMP is still under review, and we will provide comments once it's approved or not. And however, the final, the BPMP will be required for the issuance of permits. Also, demo permit will be required, and the square footage should be recorded for impact fee calculation purpose. And in addition, the reciprocal agreement, if one is not in place, should be recorded for the shared parking lot.
CCNRs are recorded for the site.
We do have that covered.
Okay. So if you could provide a copy of the
message. Yes, planning has a copy.
I have it. Okay. I can provide it to you.
Okay.
Gary?
I think Public Works has some comments that are addressed in those conditions. Do you have a copy of the conditions?
No, we do not.
And then if you have any other questions, of course, while you're here, we'll be glad to answer.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Fernando?
Yes, we would require you to fill out a scoping form. We have a form here that you can, for the traffic use. That's due to the change of land use.
Okay, and that's for traffic impact.
Correct.
Okay.
So this will determine to what extent the traffic study needs to be performed.
Okay, perfect. And so we just do this later and turn it in?
Correct.
Correct, okay.
Now you do the scoping form, turn it in, and then we determine to what extent the traffic impact study
will be required or not.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The form is the last page of the guidelines.
Yes.
That's the one you need to submit first. So to make a determination of the study.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Robert?
In the conditions, you'll see in there that you already have the majority of your improvements already there. The only thing we're doing is making sure that if it's a driveway that does not have ADA access, or if the sidewalk is lifted, or anything within the frontage of the parcel that you're working on, those areas will need to be repaired so that your parcel alone will be the only one that will be affected. Pavement rehab on the backside, which is, I believe, Varsity. Again, looking at that, and if you have questions on it, you're more than welcome to give us a note. It's only half the street, not the whole thing, and it's only in the frontage portions of your parcel only.
Okay, along Varsity.
Along Varsity, yeah.
That's it. Thank you. Okay.
There's existing services to actually 4404 and 4414. Both. Two-inch domestic with a six-inch fire service. So are you planning to utilize the existing services?
Well, to the extent we can, we're looking at three inline shops for the LA Fitness itself. We may add a separate, but we're trying to use what's there
sure.
to the extent we can.
Sure. Well, there's in the what would be considered the parking lot area, there's actually an easement there with an existing eight-inch water line
okay,
that
yes.
you can utilize, so it would just be standard requirements.
Okay.
If you needed any additional services, and I'll give you a copy of that. Would you pass that to Travis?
Sam, we do have the utility plans for the site.
Okay.
Show where these are on the water line and fire water lines are.
Great.
And sewer, yes, as well.
Thank you. Robert?
No problem.
Thank you. Tracy?
So, from the site plan, it appears that your existing refuse enclosure is going to be demolished.
requirement that we did miss that. I talked with my architect. He is going to find an area for that. We have a few ideas, and we will work with you because we might have to lose a couple parking spaces in order to locate it.
Okay, so it may be located in the parking lot. That's
correct.
Yes. So you'll be constructing a standard plan 508, 8x15 interior dimensions, and
yes.
then you'll work with land development to modify it for ADA access.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Gracie. Todd?
Okay. No added comments to our conditions at this time.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
George. I think we're excited to be moving forward with this project. We're going to start design work and complying with the conditions and analyzing it. We'll follow up with any questions, but really I want to say that I appreciate the city working with us. We're excited to bring LA Fitness to this area.
Awesome. Welcome. With that, our recommendation is for the adoption of Resolution 2016-037 DERC. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Is that a motion?
Second.
If there's any opposition, congratulations. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
San Bernardino.
Thank you.
For the DPD. 1612, the tower crane?
Yeah. Boy, you wouldn't ever get lost at Disneyland, huh?
Looks like Buzz Lightyear.
There you go.
We came prepared. We're safety conscious.
Item number five, Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce that, please?
Yes, item number five is developmental permit type D, 16-12, and it's a request to allow the establishment and operation of a tower crane approximately 100 feet in height within an existing rebar yard on a parcel containing approximately 3.9 acres. The address location is 603 South Arrowhead Avenue. This is in a commercial heavy zone. The environmental determination was that it's categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15311, Accessory Structures of California Environmental Quality Act. And our recommendation is to adopt the resolution number 2016-038, approving the developmental type D 1612 permit and based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you very much. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, at this moment, I would like to provide you with a draft of the resolution, and I'll be sending out the final one at a later time.
All right. I would like to say that I appreciate you working with us. I know that we've had several conversations regarding the height and so forth, but we're glad that we've been able to come to a resolve, and just wanted to thank you for your understanding.
It's been a long process, but it's been worth it.
Okay. Do you have any comments?
No, land development does not have any comment on this item.
Nope. No. No, not for traffic.
Engineering does not.
Water does not.
No comment.
Tracy? So, do you have a refuse enclosure?
No, we do not.
Okay. So, that's what my comments state, that if you're lacking one, you need to submit a proposed location for refuse enclosure. So I've handed you the standard for 508 8x15 with ADA access.
Now, I sent the email this morning that you sent me to one of the owners, and the first thing he said was, can't we make it out of ornamental iron? I said, no, it's got to be ornamental. He's looking for cheap, and we told him, block wall, we're going to do this right.
Got to get past the email introduction.
Read the whole thing.
There you go.
So, well, thank you.
No, that's not going to be a problem at all.
Nothing additional on our added comment, just until we see the plans. It's just going to be a giant erector set, so
yeah.
We look forward to seeing it.
You guys might be able to see it from here.
We'll light it up for you. How's that?
Very well. But no further comments.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any questions, Al?
Absolutely not. We're ready to move forward with this thing.
Awesome. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion for the for the adoption of Resolution 2016-038. If I may entertain that motion, please.
Set motion.
Second.
Unless there's any opposition, congratulations.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nice working with you.
There you go. Okay. Next item is item number six. Chantal, would you kindly introduce this item and your applicants, please?
Item number six is a pre-application review, 16-10. A request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a service station with a convenience store and car wash. Six fueling pump islands, 12 fueling stations total, on approximately 3/4 of an acre. Located at 841 South Inland Center Drive within the CG1 and residential suburban zones. Today, we're just looking at a preliminary review, so no action is required. We'll just talk about conditions for the proposed entitlement. This is Alex Mussino, the applicant, and
Jay Nelson,
architect.
Thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Suchai, comments first?
Since there's a parking lot that's more than 5,000 square feet, we're going to require a WQMP for this one. And parcel merger for the two parcel once the alleyway is vacated. And we also want the proof of the alleyway vacated submitted to us. There might be some condition from Public Works that...
I thought we could merge our lots as part of this request to merge the lots, and we've already submitted an application for vacation of the alley a while back. Okay. Now, the WQMP, I mean, this is an existing facility. It's parked, I mean, it's already paved.
Are you going to demo the existing building?
Yes, of course.
Because you're going to totally redo that parking lot, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, if you're going to disturb 5,000 square feet, it needs a WQMP.
But it's already been disturbed before. That's my question.
But you're going to change it. That's why you have to meet the California Clean Water Act. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does require changes.
Okay.
The alley vacation need to be submitted to us.
We did submit that already.
It needs to be recorded.
Recorded.
No, okay.
Still in process right now.
Yeah, that's correct.
Fernando?
Yeah, well, it will require the applicant to fill out the scoping for traffic study.
Okay. No problem.
Robert?
Where do I start?
Hello.
Currently, there's a...
Good morning.
I like that.
Good morning.
Currently, there is that vacation that's, or the alley that's been in the process of vacation. The problem with that is that we do have a pump station that is on the easterly side of your parcel, and that is the access to that location. Visiting the location and trying to understand a little bit better on how they would need the access to it. We're going to have major concerns. We're going to have to really study your design and how we're going to get access to that facility. We do not have the smaller vehicles. We have the big back trucks. We have the equipment, cranes and stuff like that are going to be going out there to get to that location. We cannot use the state's on-ramp location or the street for that, for any of those purposes. You might be able to use Inlet Center Drive. However, since there is such a large difference in elevation, trucks trying to get into and out of it aren't going to be feasible. So however you design, that's going to be our main concern. So we're really going to have to really look at that and how to determine that portion of it. The utility lines that are along that alleyway right now are low, and you'll have to work with the utilities themselves to figure out how they're going to get access also. So the main concerns for that portion, that's my main concern, is the, our pump station that's right there, how we're going to get access, and how we're going to be able to enter and exit out of our location. The current drawing you have right now does not work, just to let you know. The other portions we have on there would be the curb and gutter beyond that corner parcel, because it looks like you're joining the two parcels together. The street looks in fair condition. There is a pothole or a utility trench that was not done correctly. They need to be fixed, but there may be more coming up depending on what type of facilities that you're going to be needing to put into your own facility itself. The street light that was installed is actually the wrong style. It needs to be an overhead cobra head for that intersection. This is the stop sign right there. Right now you have an ornamental acorn style, so that will need to be upgraded. And most of those items are on the condition, but you're more welcome to give us a call if there's anything else that comes up.
Okay. Well, first of all, we've already spoken. The only utility there is Edison.
Correct.
And they are going to quit claim that easement, because their service from Edison will be coming from across the street, Inlet Center Drive. So that's not an issue. Okay. Now, regarding your concern, how do you get in and out? We've met out at the site a couple of times with John Von Haversmann, and we went over options, et cetera, et cetera. And what we were told then, that alley was hardly ever used by them. They would come in from the street and from Inlet Center and park there and
chop the tree down.
And chop the tree and do whatever work they needed to do. Okay, we understand that. And we understand the grading issue, and we will work, try to accommodate that. The way it's designed right now is that you would go in our drive aisle for
correct.
The car wash.
Correct.
You'd have a gate.
Correct.
You have your own key, et cetera.
Correct.
And
the problem with that, though, is it's a one-way entrance into your car wash. If our trucks are able to make that turn and are able to back out, because there's no way for us to turn around for the back trucks, we'd be going against your inward traffic trying to get to the car wash.
No, okay, go ahead.
I'm hearing an invitation that we can work with staff.
Yes, we'll work with you. We've just got to figure out how we're going to get the availability to that location.
So in an open mind, what if scenario, the what ifs that we were utilizing on solutions, this one here is even better than the other one. And that is, yes, you have two points of access potentially. On the exit side, that can be designed wider. Yes, your rigs would be backing in and then heading straight out, which might be better access. Only you and I working, your staff and I working together on the reach of the equipment and what you're grabbing. At one point, that thinking was acceptable. So I thank you for the invitation for us to work closer together on it.
Yeah, we'll work to see how we're going to work with it. Right now, John is no longer here. We do have two other staff members now that are working on it. They may have a different approach on their doing it. I do not know the requirements or legalities of what they can and cannot do. They're better at it than I am. Maybe John was aware of it. Maybe there's different regulations that they had to follow. I'm not too sure. He's been gone for about 6 months now. So it doesn't mean that we're doing it. We just want to make sure we're following
the we have no problems with that. Now, for your concern, I mean, to ameliorate your concern, we would close the car wash.
Agreed.
During that period that you're going to be needing it. I mean, we wouldn't have cars coming in and out.
Correct.
Be aware of that.
We do have to look at those situations, especially for emergency purposes, and that's the reason why we have a backup pump. We have a
propane tank.
If I can address that really quickly, I think what we were looking at is if the vehicles come in this way, they may not be able to turn around and come back out. So they would need to utilize the exit from the car wash, which is fine, except that there's not really room for that currently. But if maybe we push the car wash back a little bit, there should be enough room to access.
And if we can work
I think
with
that's one of the
all,
things
all staff members, we can work with that detail.
Yeah.
I feel optimistic once I hear the function more clearly. I see a solution. That could be acceptable.
Yeah, and the intent of the pre-application is simply to provide you with some comments, initial comments, so that we could, again, encourage continued dialogue to make whatever modifications are necessary. So when you submit your formal application,
yes.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry?
Anything else?
Oh, I'm sorry, did we?
No, we didn't get a copy.
Sorry about that. Thank you. Ted, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, actually, right now there's an existing 3/4-inch domestic service. If it sounds like maybe based on the car wash, there might be a demand for a little bit more water, so it would just be standard requirements for us.
We do have 2 meters.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
For the other one, okay.
Yes. We have a 3/4-inch and I think a 5/8.
Okay. Well, it's up to you how you want.
Yeah, we want.
If you want to
combine them
or something, we'll work with you on that.
Beautiful. Now, regarding, can we work with a combo meter? I mean, are the rates the same for irrigation and domestic?
No, they're not. And the reason why is because irrigation water is used. Theoretically, it's not going down the sewer. So.
Right.
You're not billed
for sewer, but it's the same rate as domestic. For sewer. Okay,
right,
good. So we could have a combo.
Absolutely, we actually recommend that because
beautiful.
Then there's only one tap.
Okay,
the street.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me give you a copy of the standard requirements. You can always reach out to me if you have any
beautiful.
Questions. Appreciate it. If you pass that application.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank you.
Robert.
The car wash may require an interceptor or clarifier.
Yes, correct.
So we'll complete a industrial user permit application to provide us the information. The convenience store, is it strictly a store? Is there any proposed fast food going
no,
in?
No,
well, will there be any cooking inside?
No, it's a C-store. It's an AM-PM typical, similar to AM-PM, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Well, you know, they warm up their food, they heat it up, stuff like that. There's no frying, we don't have any grills, anything like that. We just have warmers.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I ask is because we've had other projects in the past, and after the fact, they've come in with like the crispy chicken places that are popping up.
Not, not this case, because it's going to be a franchise, and they don't allow that.
Well, just for your reference, for your record, I'm going to go ahead and hand you copies of the applications.
Thank you.
And our plan check procedures.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The enclosure location is acceptable. You'll need to build our standard, though, 508, 8x15, and the fence side by side, so I handed that to you.
Thank you.
Oh, and modify for ADA access.
Okay, of course. Of course.
Additional comments to our conditions, so I'll just pass these down.
Oh,
almost got hung up with my badge. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Do you have any questions of the committee members?
Well, you've been very helpful.
We'll just coordinate and meet the appropriate parties in order as we proceed closer to the formal application.
Perfect.
And I just have one more comment to
make
on the project. Because we do have the dual zoning designations and general plan designations, we'll need a general plan amendment, zoning map amendment, and those two items will trigger an initial study.
Okay, all right. Well, and that's, this property is, if you're familiar with the location, it abuts the highway. I mean, and all the property behind us is Caltrans. Unfortunately, the lot behind us, which is currently zoned RS, it's basically doesn't belong there as an RS zone.
We understand that.
We understand that there's just procedures. Procedurally, we have to.
Right.
Because
I understand that, but I was just making that comment that below us is just a big old downgrade like that, and it's. You get a lot of vagrants and homeless people going back and forth. So, and we can't control that, people coming across Caltrans properties. But up to this point, the city code enforcement has kind of been, telling us we have to control that. But that's a side point.
Robert?
Just so you're aware, the existing driveway right now does not meet the Caltrans for driveways close to the entrance or their signalization. So basically, you're grandfathered in with the driveway on the end center drive. So if you're going to replace it and keep it in the same spot, that's fine.
Okay.
But you can't move it any closer to
the... No, that's... We weren't intending to do anything there.
So I want to give you... So if you want to move it over, you can. So I give you a heads up from the very beginning on that one.
That's good. Yeah, we weren't intending to do anything there. As a matter of fact, Caltrans put it in there.
Yes, they did.
So we don't want to mess with Caltrans.
They did, because it was an existing condition. They came in after the existing condition. However, now that they're already there and this driveway is there, you cannot be any closer to that on-ramp.
That's good. We don't want to put any closer.
Thank you so much.
Everything. No further comments. Again, no action required on this one. We're just ready with our comments, and we look forward to continued working together
and
your formal application when that time comes.
Thank you so much.
And same applicants for the next project as well.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Introduction. Good morning.
There you go. Chantal, would you kindly introduce this item, please?
So item number 7 is pre-application review 16-11. Again, the applicants are the same on this project as well. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a 60-unit apartment complex comprised of 4 buildings with 15 units each. The project is located at the northeast corner of Waterman Avenue and Weir Road within the commercial general CG1 and residential medium high RMH zones. And again, this is a preliminary review, so we're just here for comments.
Thank you.
C-Chai?
So it's a standard requirement for the SWEP and the review PMP since it's still more than 1 acre of land. And also the drainage that is drainage easement that existing along the back, the north side.
The north side and west
side. And the west side of the property. When you do the design, you should consider that drainage and provide adequate right-of-way to public works, because they're going to be requiring some sidewalk on Waterman Avenue.
Is that a landscaping?
I believe it should be a ADA path, 4 feet sidewalk minimum for that Waterman Avenue.
Kind of a public right-of-way sidewalk.
Okay, but
adjacent to the curb.
Well, okay, so that won't.
We may have to relocate that big ditch possibly. We'll do a drainage study. We have to look at that.
All right, that was the question. That would be my question here.
We'll work with you on that. Basically, what we're doing is we need to have the requirement of having sidewalks along the water.
Okay.
Yeah, the sidewalk that you're going to have on Weir Road also. Because the V-ditch is at that location, we will look at several different options on how you can go about it, putting it underground, keeping it open, relocating it. We're going to work with you on that portion, but the option of having a sidewalk on Waterman Avenue is a requirement.
Yes, that's understandable.
I guess the question that I'd have is
Doug Goodman, our
civil title. We've done some measurements out there, and would you accept a narrower than normally required sidewalk on Waterman? I think the standard requirement there is 6 feet, and you don't have room to build a 6-foot sidewalk right now. But if we had room to build a 4-foot sidewalk, then we wouldn't have to disturb that existing drainage channel at all, which we really don't want to do.
That's an option. I can't give the yes or no to that. That's something our city engineer or director would have to give. Just be aware that they would also need to have the 48-inch bypass for any carpool signs and whatever else might be there, which may also prohibit from you doing that. If you're going to have that portion of it, there is also a standard that you can't have anything more than a 2-to-1
after each sidewalk going down into anything, that B ditch is more than a 2-to-1, which may cause a safety fencing or something to go up for that portion of it also. So there are different options. Yes, we could put a fence that's approved, some type of barrier that's separating the sidewalk and over, if approved, down going down to a 4-foot. We'll also entertain the option of going underground, so that way that all of it goes away. So there's different ways we can go about getting that for that location.
Right. I guess I'm just kind of wanting to give you a heads up that our preference is to not alter that channel at all. And there is one power pole that is a clearance problem, but as long as we have some flexibility to work with you to try to minimize and still achieve what you need to have, that's what we're after.
Just as long as the queue is pretty much the same, from what I was out there looking at, it's pretty much just only from that block and maybe a little bit more from another block, so you're really not going to get that much of a flow into that location, but we do have to keep it at least the existing size is there.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take away from your
stuff. And we also ask for a parcel map to be recorded.
Okay.
No other comments.
Gary, anything to add?
Well, let me ask one question. We're doing the lot merger here, so would that require kicking the parcel map, the lot merger?
How many parcels do you
have? Five.
And you prefer to do a lot merger?
It'd be a lot easier.
Is it exactly the same ownership?
Yes.
For all?
Yes.
I mean, Joe P. Smith?
Yes.
Exactly.
All five parcels?
Normally we'll allow lot merger as an option.
Okay, thank you.
But do you have dedicated right-of-way as part of this project?
No, it's all existing.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just make sure you, when you make your application, that you've got, when you actually make your formal application, that you're going to note that you're going to put a lot merger on there.
Yes. With that.
And here's a copy. It's a pre-app, so right. If you have questions, we'd be glad to discuss
them. Thank you, Gary.
Now, we have the same requirement for this development as the previous one.
Okay.
That scoping form.
Okay, beautiful.
Just follow the guidelines.
Okay, thank you.
And I think the signal at the intersection of Waterman and Weir probably would need modifications based on the sidewalk and the curvature.
And that would be based on a traffic study? Or
no, just would be based on the improvement and the outside engineering.
Back to me. The stream improvements requirement for our policy states that needs to be a 35-foot radius, which would cause the signals to be relocated.
Just on our side, on one side?
Your corner.
On the northeast corner.
Your corner, correct. Okay. I don't believe we would need to go further onto the traffic tunnel, would we? I mean, not for relocation, but for any other improvements.
We'll see what the traffic impact studies dictate.
Traffic is going to decrease.
No further comment.
Robert, anything else to add?
Yes,
other than that, it's going to be our standard, the sidewalks, curb and gutter. As I drove out there, some of the curb out there is cracking and stuff like that, so we'll have to replace some of it. There is no sidewalk. I did, and I'm actually confusing that one with possibly another location where some of the curb may be falling or it doesn't have a positive slope with each other, so you might want to take a look at that. As you're doing a survey, just make sure that you're not having any fluctuations in the
any damaged curb will be replaced.
Yeah. Damaged, cracked, right. And stuff like that, yes. If we're having an area that's sinking, we want to make sure that gets understood what the problem is.
I think the property you're referring to is the one right contiguous to the north that has that problem.
It is possible. I mean, I went through a whole bunch of them the other day, and then maybe we weren't able to cross on that. Grind and overlay, the street needs it on both locations. Right-of-way, I apologize. That's the one thing I did not look at to see if there's any additional right-of-way that's required for dedication or not.
It doesn't.
It may not need it. I don't know. I'd have to go through and look at it.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, on the grind and overlay, that would be for Weir Road only, because that pavement is in pretty bad shape, but not Waterman, I'm assuming.
Waterman will work with you on it, but for the most part, we're going to keep it the same, unless we can look at it and determine if we can do less. It is starting to show a little bit, but again, I'm running about 2-3 of them together, and I don't remember. As I came back, I'm trying to write all my notes. I tried to do it as I was out in the field, but I may have not done very good on this one. My apologies on that.
Now, will the pavement overlay be for our half-width?
Correct.
Yes.
Only the center line. We won't make any money for it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So, kind of similar to the last project, it would just be, this one doesn't, I believe, have any existing services.
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah, so it'd be just standard requirements for the new services. Sewer capacity fees would need to be paid prior to issuance of a building permit. I know it's a ways down the road, but the other thing I wanted to mention is the water department would prefer during the design if we can have the services come off Weir Road rather than Waterman Avenue. Okay. There's a recently installed 12-inch duct line.
Right. And there's water hydrants there already, so.
Correct.
Okay.
So as long as they meet the fire department requirements for your spacing, you should be okay. So here's a copy of the standard requirements.
Yeah, we would prefer everything off of Weir.
And if you could pass up a copy of Shuttle off, thank you. Sure.
Just one of them.
Thank you.
No comment.
Tracy?
So your four proposed enclosure locations, the locations are good, but the orientation isn't. So our standard, the bins
blame him.
The bins sit side by side, not one stacked in front of the other. There's different drivers, one trash, one recycling per enclosure. So you'll need to reorient the enclosures. Okay. And then the modification for ADA, or the blend development on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
No added comments to the conditions at hand at this time. Can we have some close middle?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. You bet. Do you have any other questions that you have of the committee?
No, not at this moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we look forward to working with you on your formal application.
Thank you.
This is the yellow project. No action recommended for this, so we'll see you when you come back.
Soon.
Soon.
Okay, right. I've got some.
Okay. Good to see you.
Thanks. There's a promise. It's going to get so
far. Okay.
Process if you don't have that.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you all.
Let the next group settle in here.
Let me know if you have any questions on anything.
Is this yours?
Yes.
Next item is number 8. Elizabeth, if you'd be kind enough to introduce that project and the applicants, please.
Yes, the applicant is Scott Strine.
Yes.
The environmental consultant, Natalie Patty with Lober Corporation.
We have our civil engineer here. We've got Jeff Foster as well as our architects. Pat Gallagher with Dominion Properties.
Perfect. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. This one's a pre-application. It's a preliminary review. No action required. It's pre-application 16-12, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a distribution facility containing approximately 486,000 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 20 acres. This is actually located east of Lena Road, north of Mill Street, in the specific plan Alliance, California.
Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
At the moment, I would just like to provide you with the preliminary application planning division comments. And everything's referencing the specific plan Alliance, California. So follow up with that.
Okay. Do you have an idea of when a formal application would be submitted?
At this point, we'd probably be looking at maybe a
couple months out. We wanted to just, we thought there'd be a bunch of information up front that we'd have to do before we're at that point. We've kind of done a lot of background research, but we're just kind of getting started with our formal due diligence process, and we want to get some sort of direction on some of the information that you'll need as part of a formal review. In terms of like mitigated negative deck initial study type stuff as well.
Have you started the environmental document?
We've started, I believe, traffic and cultural, and we weren't sure about whether or not to get noise started.
Okay.
What would be required of noise, and then as far too as what the actual governing land use is. This, of course, is within the former Norton Air Force Base, and so there were a couple of documents that have been circulating as far as the San Bernardino National Trade Center specific plan has been found. The Inland Valley Development Agency at one point had been in this area, as well as the San Bernardino Logistics Center also has been called out in this. So as far as environmental, we weren't sure what specific plan or what we should use as the basis for the land use when we're kind of evaluating it.
We've got the state clearinghouse number noted on the existing EIR.
And they can't find anything. We've researched for the past 2 weeks to try to find that document and anything on it, and we cannot find a specific plan.
Let me see if I can find something for you.
At one point, somebody thought that they had had it, and we had actually even called the environmental firm that prepared. The only thing that can be found is an addendum.
There are several addendums.
There are. I think we found the third one.
Yeah.
And it's like a two-page addendum, but it doesn't really give any...
I'll work with Elizabeth and see if we can...
That would be great. Wonderful. That was one of my questions.
Maybe we could have, at some point, have a follow-up meeting so we can just discuss the environmental process.
Yes.
So we could get that underway.
And I know this will get brought up as well. We had a question on... We are also getting started the bio for this. There were letters and documents that we had found with regards to San Bernardino KRAT. I know that it's... within the general plan, all of the maps show that it's outside of any... of habitat for that area, but I guess we were still directed to look at bio for it.
Have you checked the WAP geo database?
I believe
theirs is a little bit more accurate than our general plan.
Right. And our question at that point is, because the detention basin is currently being used as a detention basin, would we be looking at that as far as potential habitat? Because we would be probably doing some modifications to it in order to ensure that it could also provide detention for this parcel. So would we examine it as part of this project? Or because it's already being currently used as a detention basin and that use wouldn't change, would it just be left out of the bio?
Is it permitted? Is it currently permitted as a retention basin?
Yes, it's as part of the Coles facility. It's currently being used as a detention
basin.
That's
the parcel just to the north.
Correct.
So then I would categorize that as a detention basin.
Okay.
Not be concerned with that part. That we could we could have a subsequent meeting and kind of flush out the. Not just what needs to be addressed, but procedurally how we do this.
Very good.
Thank you.
And one specific thing that we wanted to note as well is we do think that the 20 acres with the detention basin was constructed. It was constructed with the mindset that the 20 acres would be kind of tied directly into that. And as part of our discussions with Coles, the site plan that we've submitted to you. Right now, it's on the 20 acres. It shows a 55% building coverage. The building coverage permitted on the site as it stands right now is only 50%. And to kind of get around that issue, what we're proposing to do is include the detention basin, which is roughly 3 acres, as part of the 20 acres by doing a lot line adjustment.
that will get us underneath the 50% building coverage. The detention basin will still be a shared detention basin with Kohl's, and there'll be an easement put in place. But we're that's what we've discussed doing with Kohl's. So we would be, as part of our development permit application, we'd also be coming through. We'd also be processing a lot line adjustment to basically make that work.
So was that detention basin designed for both properties in mind?
We believe so. We're in the process of taking a closer look at that to determine that that is in fact the case.
So you might want to do a preliminary WQMP.
Yes.
Initially, not to step on your toes. that may be something that answers those questions.
Okay.
And land development can thoroughly evaluate that, and then we can provide you some guidance as to how we may be able to achieve your goal.
Okay.
Do you have any other thoughts before we go around the horn?
We'll just go around and okay. Respond to any questions or.
Chai, would you like to start us off, please?
For the detention basin, we're probably going to ask for a local drainage study to evaluate that drainage of how this site going to drain into the detention basin, and also the WQMP swab as a standard requirement. Also, this property is within the assessment district 1022, so it will be subject to all the requirements and conditions that was imposed on that assessment district.
Thank you. Gary, have anything to add?
No, not really. It's got most of the normal conditions for those kind of large box facilities. I do have a concern if you're trying to add a portion of that to the basin, but I think maybe this is not the forum for that. But we'd like to follow up on that, whatever
okay.
You come up with there.
Okay.
As far as adjusting a lot line from an industrial use into a portion of a detention basin. That's all.
Thank you. Fernando?
Yeah. I know you said you started working on the traffic analysis. There's a guideline and a scoping form at the last page that we would like you to fill out and turn in.
Do they do that even though they're still doing the traffic study?
Yeah. We need to have it in this form.
Yeah. Koonsman and Associates, Carl Ballard, has worked with the city and knows to contact you and ensure that appropriate intersections are being within the analysis.
Correct.
Yeah, the form will have a list of the intersections.
Okay.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything
to add? No, no additional comment.
Robert, anything left?
Actually, that area is pretty much built out, just kind of nice. That one at the northern end of Lena, of your property, does seem to have a sag in the street. I'd like to have you look at it to determine what the a fix would be on that portion of it, or if it's just something that's happening in that area. It's happening not only in the street, but also in the curb and gutter. It's actually happening more so on the other side of the street, but it does continue on to your side.
Is that up by Tennis Court Lane and where the...
Just short of it. It's at the northerly portion of your property.
Okay.
Real quick, that basin, is it a separate parcel from the Kohl's itself?
No, it's actually part of their parcel's about 65 acres, so right now it's included as part of their parcel.
So if you're planning on removing it and adding it to yours, would there be then easements or something of that sort that would allow them to still use that same facility for boating?
Correct, for stormwater. Yes, they basically, there's nothing that's going to be modified as part of them tying in, but there'll be an easement put in place. So it's they're going to continue to use that for their property.
In order to flow into, you're looking at raising your property then?
The basin itself is roughly about 20 feet deep because there's a jet fuel pipeline that runs south of that storm drainage channel. And we think it's deep because they had to run the outfall lines under that jet fuel pipeline. So it's a big basin. We think there's plenty of capacity there. We think that we might have to do some extra stuff on site as far as water quality because the basin doesn't have a water quality feature. So we have to address that as part of our drainage study.
Apologize, I didn't get the right of way to see if I needed any additional dedication. The curb and gutter seems to be in the right location.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the questions that we raised for you as well. Right now, our property line extends over to the west side of Lena Road. There's an easement in place, and that was provided in the pre-application package to both San Bernardino County and the city for Lena Road. That includes the Coles parcel. They have part of their property kind of that their truck access kind of comes off Alena Road, so their 65-acre piece of property has the same issue. I'm assuming that you're going to want to have that right away dedicated back to you, and basically kind of get rid of the whole easement thing. That's
correct.
Out there. Okay.
They will be clearing that portion of. I'll have to look at it to see what the dedication would be on it. But again, the curb and gutter seems to be in the right alignment. Looks in great condition.
Okay.
Asphalt at this point looks to be in great condition. It shouldn't change, however, if things change and then you're going 2-3 years out, pavement may change on that, so those conditions may change. But if you're looking to go right after the 2-3 months, plan to get this thing going, we're not going to ask for anything on the pavement.
Okay.
Other than that sag area that may or may not have any cost.
Okay.
For you. Street lights and then whatever the drivers you're putting in, make sure they're ADA on the sidewalk. That's all it is.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so it's just going to be standard requirements for us, which is for any of the new services for the warehouse and sewer capacity fees.
Okay.
Have shift copy.
One question we had specifically for you.
Okay.
There's we know there's a water line directly in Lena Road, but there's no sewer line directly in Lena Road. It's either up northwest in Tennis Court Lane, or there's a line down in Mill Street. So we're going to kind of look at both options on how we kind of connect in the sewer.
That'll come back to me.
Okay.
That'll come back to me. And yeah, our sewer policies are on the website. So
okay.
More than likely, you can probably go back down to Mill. I believe that's how the flow goes right now with the water.
Okay.
So that's probably the easiest. But if you need to, we have atlases online, so you can see the elevations. You're more than welcome to with your surveyors go out there and dip them to find out which would be best to connect okay. onto. If I remember correctly, the one up on Rialto Avenue is deep, but it may not be deep enough for what you're looking for.
Okay. So.
Thank you. Robert?
Just standard plant check procedures from environmental control. If you have any proposed use of a wet floor scrubber facility that'll require some type of pretreatment equipment, you also need to list that on the application or some handy.
Okay.
Great. Gracie?
So you have two proposed refuse enclosures. The locations are fine. Just need to build our standard, which is with two gates. And I don't think they're interior walls, but I handed you our standards. So it's a 5x8x15 and modify for ADA access.
Thank you.
I know I had a comment at this time.
Thank you. Do you have any comments or questions?
No, this has been very helpful. We just wanted to kind of introduce ourselves to you and this our project. And like I said, our plan would be to come back in a couple months with a formal development application. And we look forward to working with you on this.
Awesome. Would you mind waiting a few moments so we can talk a little bit after the meeting?
Yeah, not at all.
Thank you. No action required on this one. Thank you very much. Next item is item number 9, which is development type permit D-1611. Which is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial building containing approximately 150,000 square feet, along with the construction of required on and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 8.1 acres. The property is located at 4472 North Georgia Boulevard, and it's within the industrial light zone. At this point, we'd just like to inform the board that we're going to, the committee, that we're looking to release the environmental documentation here shortly. Probably within the next couple of weeks. I know that there are some questions, or we've been talking about this project internally about the property lines and access and those kinds of things. Have you been contacted by anyone? Been contacted by their engineer? Are we? What are your thoughts?
The only one that's contacted me for, it would be before the street portions of it, nothing to do with the right-of-way at this point. I really didn't have too much other than paving of the street and sidewalk along with the driveway approach. Property lines, I think, were what Gary was really concerned on at this point.
Right. Gary, you have any insight? Has anyone contacted you about that? They've been to contact me regularly, you know, and they're anxious, and I, you know, like, well, you know, we haven't heard. I haven't heard, so that's why I'm reaching out and I'm asking.
I was supposed to see the email that they sent, or that the engineer sent me. If I ever said it, I was going to do that. I haven't done that yet.
Okay. So in any event, we're just looking to release a document for public review, and like I said, it probably will be in a couple of weeks, and so we'll be back here probably within a month or so. For our discussion on that. But there's no action required on that, other than we're looking to release the document. If I may entertain a motion to do this, so please.
Set motion.
Have a second, please.
Second.
So we moved. So now we're looking to adjourn the meeting to the, our next meeting will be the July the 28th, and it is now 11:30. If I may entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
Set motion.
Second.
We stand adjourned. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
That's my condition.
All right.
You're the plan.
Thank you. Robert, you made the meeting.